You wanna see Loco?
It's one of the worst sounds ever made for radio. It's why I love it.
Banger.
Yeah. It's overproduced. You can't tell that it says banger. It's way too echoey, and Solana made it in his bedroom.
Great. Hey,
that's not even a joke, right? Didn't you make that in your bedroom?
In my closet, literally. Great for this show.
It's so perfect.
At least you got away from him doing songs at home and having his his iPhone beep during it.
That was great. Yeah. Now play banger again.
Banger.
And play not a banger.
Not a banger.
Oh. Tyra Winderman in the background.
So oh. Great. Not a banger.
Not a banger.
So here's what we got going on today. First of all, it's a lot. We have a lot going on today. Our Thursdays and Fridays are notoriously jammed. And tell you what. Staring at this core organic drink that I've got here. This Entercom has made a good $70 off me this week just because I have a head cold.
Why don't you stop at the gas station on the way to work like I do?
I don't know, man. So I keep going to the vending machine to get the one healthy drink that's in there, and it's like $14 a bottle, which is cheaper than the bottle of juice downstairs in the food hall.
Don't get that juice. $21 with tax.
So we got a ton to get to today, and I don't know where I start. So Antonio Brown had a Twitter tirade, which I find to be laughable, because he's talking about the NFL doesn't care about black people or whatever. I'll get you the actual tweet, and it's like, come on, bro, they paid you $40 million. Like, you chose not to play.
You opted out of $40 million. Yeah. Made about 70 before that.
Like, don't tell me that they have something against black people. Like, they've got something going on with you.
I think they dislike crazy people. Greg Hardy, the crazy people,
right?
They dislike crazy. I'll go with that.
Most employers dislike crazy.
Yes, yes. Well, you can't argue with that assessment, yes.
But I've got that to get into, and we can. Or I've got this Devontae Parker Q&A with the Dolphins. Now,
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so here's what happened. And it's not good for listening. It's good for watching. And so I actually had Solana transcribe it. I love, as you know, when we have athletes on, I love asking favorite restaurant, favorite all-time movie, yeah, last concert you've seen. Like, I like to get to know people. I'm fascinated by people because we all have preconceived notions.
Mm-hmm.
You look at someone and you have a preconceived notion.
You just described my life.
Right? I mean,
yes,
yes. I can't remember what was, we were out at an event or something, and, it always happens where someone will come up to Crowder and say, oh, you probably like, NWA, like, they'll dismiss me on it. You like Mel Brooks movies. You like, and we all do that. I'm not saying that there's anything sinister at play. We all do that.
No.
But I always, have ideas of who someone is. And then when you hear a Q&A, to me, that's the most interesting thing. When you find out, wow, that guy is not who I thought he was.
He's a human.
Right, he's a human.
He's not a football guy.
He's a human.
He's a human.
So I'll ask you, Devontae Parker, these are some of the questions he was asked. I have the answers in front of me. If you had to binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
ER. He's always hurt. No. I thought we were playing the game, man. I was in it. ER?
It is not ER.
Oh, damn.
Excellent answer, though. That is a great answer. Devontae Parker, if you could binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
Hmm. What? Martin. He's young, though. I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's what we do. I don't care if you're black or white. You're going to say Martin a different world.
I didn't go Friends or Seinfeld.
Friends is the answer.
Devontae Parker.
That's why I thought this to be the most fascinating thing that I saw all day.
Explains a lot.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I don't want my receiver watching Friends.
I do. That's the funny thing about this show. That's crazy.
Friends?
Friends.
He was like 10 when Friends was on.
Happens to be a good show for binge watching. It happens to be a good show for binge watching.
Is it?
I think so, because I think it like each episode plays into the next. Like, I think if you really wanted to sit down and I haven't watched it for years, but I think if you wanted to sit down and watch episode after episode after episode, like, you get a really good story arc. Friends.
But then there's like 100 episodes. It never ends.
There's a lot.
Yeah, man. You got to binge watch something that ends. That's my problem with binge watching. Stuff that doesn't end. I'm a good movie guy. Give me 2 hours. Start, middle, conclusion, the protagonist, antagonist, all in 3 hours. You got me. Now I got to wait 18 hours? I don't want to find the end of that.
Who does Devontae Parker say is the funniest player on the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, Jerome Baker?
Mike Gesicki.
Lie.
But I'm telling you, although you could tell maybe his sense of humor. He loves Friends, and he thinks Mike Gesicki's the funniest guy on the team.
Got to see where this guy's from. No, he went to Louisville.
He grew up in my neighborhood?
Where are you from?
Highland Park.
Highland Park, Chicago. That might be where he's from.
That's funny. Yeah, I was so fascinated by that. Because remember,
Friends?
You remember earlier in the season, the Dolphins did one of these Q&As with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And they asked him, what is your favorite all-time food? Do you remember what his answer was?
Chicken squares.
Chicken squares.
Like a handheld chicken pot squares. Pie.
I mean, no one's ever answered that for favorite food. No one even knew that was a food except the Fitzpatrick family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no. I was fascinated by that. Chicken squares. And now you get to week 8, and I am just as fascinated by Devontae Parker's binge watch one TV show forever, Friends. I love it.
No relatability there for old
You
Devontae.
Want to guess his...
Maybe he likes to see the other side.
You want to guess his favorite ice cream flavor?
Pudding.
Vanilla. It's really unbelievable.
I have pegged Devontae wrong.
Right? I mean, that's crazy.
This Devontae Parker got me now.
His favorite Avenger?
You got me even flustered now. I don't know. Superwoman? I don't know. I'm lost, bro. I don't know.
Spider-Man.
Hey,
is Spider-Man even an Avenger?
I don't think so.
I mean, they kind of made him one.
I think Avenger? He kind of is now, yeah.
No.
They kind of made him one in the last couple of movies. Remember, he was on call? He was on call.
I just watched Avengers. Flash, Hulk.
It's like Dr. Chuck. He's on call.
Bringing the spider? Nah, we good. We got
we're good.
We got this villain.
Yeah, but that's why I love these Q&As. I love this. Devontae Parker. Favorite candy?
Pudding.
Gummy bears.
I ride with them.
Yeah, man. I know. I
like me some gummies.
What superpower would you want?
Invincibility.
Invincibility or invisibility?
Invincibility.
Invincibility. Yeah. Is that a superpower? Invincibility?
Never get hurt.
But is that a superpower?
Hell yeah, that's a superpower. Hulk is invincible.
Is he?
Every time you hit him, he gets stronger. You shoot him in the chest, his chest gets bigger.
They turned him into a carnival clown during that movie.
Now listen, you give me Thanos with that damn glove, all bets are off. But I like the Hulk. Remember when them big-ass dogs were biting his arm? He was breaking their jaw.
This is fun. What was I asking? Oh, he wants super speed.
Yeah.
Super speed. They asked him, cake or pie?
Pie. For sure, pie.
That's cake.
Man. Ride with both of them.
You are wrong, man. That's funny. Isn't that stuff interesting? Do you find that interesting?
I do. I think you swung me on this.
That's the more interesting stuff that I don't care what he thinks. Like, who's the DB that gives you the shakes? Like, that stuff is fascinating to me.
His favorite movie of all time. I mean, this one triggered me.
This one will never be answered by anybody on the planet, right?
Ever.
No one has ever answered Spider-Man 3 as your favorite all-time movie. I mean, it's
the worst Spider-Man out of all every
which,
Spider-Man
which,
ever
now,
made.
Which one is it?
It's the one where Tobey Maguire's like gets out. He's Venom. He gets out of like a store. He changes into all black attire. He's like spinning. Snapping at girls on the street. You don't remember that scene?
Hollering at girls or snapping on them?
He's like hollering at them, but like snapping at them. You don't remember that scene? It's the most cringeworthy scene ever.
Is he, Tobey Maguire was a good Spider-Man though, wasn't he?
One was amazing. Two was good. Three, dreadful.
I don't follow the Spider-Man. Because the new Spider-Man is good. The young kid.
Yeah.
U-verse or something? Spider-Man U-verse?
Well, no. That was the cartoon.
Homecoming, right?
Which was interesting.
Was it
Homecoming?
Spider-Man?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I don't follow Spider-Man.
That's some interesting stuff from Devontae, though.
It's a dynamic of this show is that where I come on talking about Cover 3, and you're like, hey, bro, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah.
You're starting to swing me on
it. We were talking yesterday with Adam Beasley about the Dolphins, and then I was like, you ever seen The Office? I just got bored of it. And then I was like, you know what? I want to talk about Robert California, a great character on the Office.
And I kind of like it. I kind of like when you go off path.
That's some interesting stuff, though, from Devontae. It's even more interesting looking at a transcription of it from Solana.
Solana.
Yeah, like it's a court document. Sir, did you say your favorite Ninja Turtle was Raphael? Which he did, by the way. I don't know the...
Raphael got an edge.
Does he?
Yeah, he seems more like a Donatello type guy.
If you weren't playing football, what sport would you play?
Basketball. Yeah.
Favorite midnight snack?
Pie. You can't ask me. I don't know the answers. I'm just answering.
Frosted Flakes.
He gonna put that milk on his stomach before bed?
Nah, that's a strong midnight snack.
You're gonna put milk on your stomach before bed?
Cereal.
Listen, when I was Devontae's age, yes, I could no longer eat cereal. I'm pushing 50.
Bro, you put that milk on and it's gonna sour in your stomach while you lay down. That's guaranteed IBS.
All right, let's get headlines here before we get sidetracked like we didn't get sidetracked for 15 minutes. Let's get headlines
this
with Alejandro Solano.
WAXYAM South Miami and WSF. FSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Do I have a cough button in here? Because I really have to cough.
Nah, it hasn't been installed yet.
You're starting to use the cough button now after 5 years? You've been for years.
We got some basketball tonight. Miami Heat back on the hardwood. They'll face the Phoenix Suns. That's at 9 p.m. on 790 The Ticket.
Yes.
As for the Heat's injury report, for tonight's game, Derrick Jones Jr., airplane mode. He's questionable with a left groin strain and no mention of Deion Waiters on said injury report.
Will Manso is going to join us next. We could talk some Heat with him.
Florida Panthers are back on the ice tonight. It's been a while. It's been since, I think, Sunday or Saturday night since the Panthers have been off the ice. They'll host the Washington Capitals 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center. That game will be live on our sister station, WQAM.
Very excited for some Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers are good. I don't know if people are sleeping on them, and they have been off a long time, but they're good. So hopefully they can keep that up.
Thursday night football, it's the Chargers, 4-5. They march into Oakland to face the Raiders, who are 4-4. The Raiders are +1.5 at home.
All right.
And yesterday, before playing Virginia, Carmelo Anthony gave a speech to Syracuse's basketball team to get them pumped up before the big game. The Orangemen lost 48-34.
Think about Carmelo's speech.
Well, I remember, I mean, we had Michael Irvin on a couple days ago, but Michael Irvin, I mean, years ago gave a great, I mean, he's given a million great speeches to the Hurricanes over the last 19 years. And let's think about what's happened over the last 19 years.
True.
Yeah, I mean, a great speech is a great speech, but yeah, you got to go out there and perform. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, I'll skip over the Antonio Brown stuff because we already kind of covered it. The Miami Hurricanes released their 2020 baseball schedule today. As usual, they'll open versus Rutgers with a three-game series. That's February 14th. Mark Light Field, get ready for your Mark Light milkshakes.
I first of all, they're Mark Light shakes. You don't say milkshakes. And then you said, as usual, they open against Rutgers. They open every year against Rutgers?
Since I can remember, they've opened every year against Rutgers.
I had three-game no series. Idea.
I don't know.
Do you think he just said as usual? Or is it?
How much you want to bet?
Well, I don't.
Let's
I'm
bet.
At.
We can research this, Solano.
Let's bet right now.
How they open every year against Rutgers.
But how long is as usual in your mind?
I went to an opening series Rutgers game. I know because I met A-Rod that game. It was a Saturday game. That was in like 2009. So, I mean, I'm saying for at least maybe 8 to 10 years, they've opened against Rutgers.
Or they just opened that 1 year.
How much do you want to bet?
Bet $100.
$100 right now, Papa.
That they open against Rutgers.
Every year.
Every year. How far back?
I'm saying maybe since like 2010. Let's do it.
So you're saying for at least a decade.
$100.
The University of Miami baseball team. I'll text Joe Zagacki. Text him right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to win me some money here, boy.
Let's wait. Okay. Am I going to win 200 here? 2 Hyundais?
2 Hyundais.
That's not slang. No one's called $100 a Hyundai.
Everybody
before.
Says that.
Hyundai?
You know what? The
like the vehicle?
I'm just calling Joe.
I'm trying to look this up, man. Give me some time.
I'm just calling him. Can you hear him ringing?
Yeah.
It'd be great if he was listening.
Like usual. Get the hell out of here.
I don't know why I'm fixated on that.
Because I think he's lying.
Hey, it's Hawk. We're on the air right now. You're not, but I'm calling you on my cell phone. Does UM baseball open against Rutgers every season? Last 10 years. Wow, okay. Look at that. Look at that. All right. Thank you. All right, I got to get back to the show, Joe.
I owe him $100.
That's going to change, though. But yeah, but it has been for the last 10 years?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
All right.
I can hear Joe talking.
Thank you, Joe.
Wow.
What's look at that. Okay, you got to give it to Solano. No, you got to give it to Solano.
I can't give it to Solano.
You have
I'm on
to.
I'm on the website, 2004.
I just talked to Joe Zagacki.
2020, 19, 18, 17, 16, right? Rutgers. He's 100% right. Rutgers, started thing. 2014, I just clicked on it. 2014, opening game was versus Maine. Maine, FAU, Florida. Give me $100, 2014, look it up. Thank you so much. I got me some bread.
Yeah, you got to give him the Hyundai.
I think I win. It's a Hyundai.
You I'm looking at it.
But we heard from Joe Z.
You don't give a damn what Joe says, and I'm telling.
I got to side with Joe Z. I'm sorry.
Bro, over the internet? Josie is over the internet?
Yes.
Get the hell out of here. Yes. I love Joe, too. We're neighbors, but don't go to hell on this one.
I got to side with Joe's gack in this one. All right, you got anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Finally, doctors found an 8-inch screwdriver in the rectum of a Miami man complaining of abdominal pain.
Rectum? He barely knew him. Classic joke. That's a classic joke. All right, Will Manso is going to join us next. We'll do 15 minutes of Heat with Will Manso. I don't know what happened there in the first segment, but I kind of want to replay it later in the show.
I won $100. I know that would happen.
No, I won $200.
Bro, come look at this screen. 2014, Canes baseball.
I
go look it up.
I kind of won off of technicality.
Kind of.
I mean, Joe Zagacki is the arbiter on anything Miami Hurricanes.
Joe's old and his memory's gone.
Boy, he will
didn't
turn
remember
on anyone for $100. For $100, Crowder will turn on anyone.
I'm looking at 2014.
All right. Have you outgrown your current home and you're looking to buy or sell right now? Or are you looking for a new commercial property for your business? I've got a solution for you. You can call my friend Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. When you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that will handle the staging of the property, marketing it, lining up a title company, helping you find the right mortgage, so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help you make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And no one sells a home faster. They also have a buyer satisfaction guarantee. When you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you need to move within 24 months, they're going to buy it back or sell your home at no charge. And with special programs for renters, he'll help you reach the dream of home ownership so that you could stop throwing your money away and start building your own equity. They handle properties in all counties. Doesn't matter where you live now or where you want to move to, his team will help you find the right property for you and your family, and his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME. That's 855-520-HOME. And don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show. It's every Saturday morning. It is produced by our own Alejandro Solana. You see Dustin Feely almost every week, don't you?
That's my guy.
There you go. So you can listen to it every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. here on 790 The Ticket, and then replayed on Sundays at 9 a.m. So you want to find out everything you need to know about making that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. It's the Dustin Feely Group. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Dustin Feely Group. We'll do 15 minutes of heat next on Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Having fun today.
Jam here.
Herbie Hancock. Love this. Gonna do 15 minutes of heat here. 15 minutes of heat. Heat are 5-2 after the loss to Denver. They're in Phoenix tonight. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected with your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart. BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. Ah, I'm so stuffed up.
Got some Afrin over this.
I've been spraying this stuff in my nose.
Took DayQuil?
For hours. I took the DayQuil.
Emergency?
Got emergency. I did. I took the emergency.
I love it.
Spent the $80 on these Core organic drinks in the vending machine.
It doesn't work.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. He hosts the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame shows on Fox Sports Sun, which, by the way, is going to have to change its name. We talked about the story yesterday, Sinclair Broadcasting buying all the regional Fox Sports networks, and they're going to change all the names. And so my suggestion for Fox Sports Sun is the Jacks.
I'm with you.
I mean, we named a radio station the Joe, so why not name a television brand the Jacks?
But Manso might be upset about it.
Well, I think Jacks is more synonymous with Fox Sports Sun than Manso.
You going to say that with Manso on the
and
line?
And then, of course, Fox Sports Florida would be called the Minervini.
The Mini, though.
Somebody tweeted at me the Craig, and then their whole tagline could be, come on, Craig.
You know what? That's genius.
You know? And then Will, of course, a proud graduate of UM, just like me. So obviously still on a high from the hurricane shellacking of FSU last Saturday. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys? I am 100% on board with the Jets, because to me that is...
Oh, you got a bad phone, Will. Hold on. Hold on. Putting you on hold. See if we can straighten that out with Will, because that is gold, Jerry. I don't want to miss any of the Will Manso gold.
Do you think Will finds pride that you put your name behind his as a graduate? I just asking.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, because I was just like, there's some UF guys that I don't take pride in. I don't know if
Otto Graham Senior.
I like Otto Graham Senior.
Otto Graham Junior.
Now, I had Otto Graham the Third. I played with. He was hot garbage.
He's connected?
Yeah, let's try him one more time.
All right, let's try. We didn't want to miss anything you had to say, Will.
I'm afraid to speak. I hope it's better.
Yes, sounds better. And this is why we're going to name Fox Sports on the Jacks, not the Manso, because...
Please do. I'm like, the Kermit meme where he's looking out the window? That's what I look like right now.
Oh, are you in your house again? Because we went through this with you before, where you were in your house, and then you got the one spot where there was actually a decent signal?
I think that's where I'm at. I'm just staring out of the balcony, just staring and not moving, afraid to move and hoping the signal is good.
So it's not great.
Right here.
It's not great.
I mean, you're living the life up there.
Should we disconnect with him and just have him reconnect?
He has a deluxe apartment.
How about if I walk outside? Is outside better?
I don't know.
I don't know until you get outside.
I don't know until you get outside. I think we should reconnect.
I'm outside.
I think we should disconnect and reconnect.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. Just for bleeps and giggles. I'm just disconnecting and we'll reconnect. Why are you shaking your head, Solana? I mean, let's have him sound decent at least.
Like, we all got something to do, man. Got babies. Got a lady. Like, you got stuff to do.
It becomes such a pain in the butt for him. He's like, yeah, I'll give you 10 minutes. We could talk about the heat and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he's, you know, posing like Karate Kid with the crane kick. But he's not allowed to lose the pose there.
I was watching a college game, and that was a defense. And they put the little crane kick up with a defensive call.
When they put the signs up on the sidelines?
No, it was an audible. Like, the players were out there doing the crane, picking the leg up, and the other guy would do it back to him. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
All right, let's see. Are you all right? Will Manso is reconnected. Hello, Will.
10 minutes of heat brought to you by AT&T, apparently.
Yeah, I think we're down to 6 minutes. Have the heat.
6 minutes of heat.
I asked this, I forget who I asked this of yesterday, but I asked, you know, has the heat exceeded your expectations through 7 games? And granted, the last game was a clunker, but you're going to have clunkers through an 82-game season. But 5-2 and looking really good. Have they exceeded what you expected?
I think it's safe to say yes. I mean, my personal opinion is yes, and I expected a good team. I expected a team that over time the young players would get comfortable. I didn't expect a team that, in particular, like you said, the first 6 games before the clunker the other night, that moved the ball so well offensively. I think defense, you always figure, would be there in the effort and the energy, but, I mean, they seem to have a real legitimate ability on offense to move the ball and have different weapons. And I honestly didn't expect that from the go, at least not initially, especially, I mean, Kendrick Nunn. I mean, I think the last time we talked, I said it wouldn't shock me if they start Kendrick Nunn. They really like him that much. And I think we're seeing why. I mean, the guy's a dynamic offensive player, even though, I mean, we got to keep prefacing, they looked terrible the last game. It was a bad game, so I'm curious to see how they bounce back tonight.
And, well, I was going to ask you, like, y'all call it a clunker. You said it was a bad game. But there's an old saying, you learn more from losses than you do from wins. Like, did you take anything from the Nuggets game that the team can learn from moving forward?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is that they have to maintain and sustain the energy that they had those first 6 games, every game on offense and defense. The Heat, while we sit here and say, hey, this team is better than we thought, this team, you know, one of the better teams in the East and really in the NBA to start the season, they don't have the star power to just show up. And so number one is the effort has to be there. You have to have that way of Eric Spoelstra defensively, that energy. And they didn't have it the other night. But on offense, it was disappointing because they didn't space. You know, at times the paint was packed. They couldn't find ways to get anything near the basket. They had some open looks and missed, and that's just, you know, those are just one of those games. But more than anything, there was no spacing. The ball wasn't moving. Those first 6 games, the ball was moving, passing corner to corner, inside, outside. It just died the other night. And that stuff you look at on, you watch the tape of that game, and you say, my goodness, if we're stationary like this, there were too many times they just dribbled around and gave the ball to Jimmy with 5 seconds of the shot clock and said, hey, Jimmy, go make a basket. And that's not offense. You know, we saw that the last few years with Dwayne Wade when they got stuck, you know, near the end of Dwayne's career, and they can't play that kind of game.
Will Manso is with us. Could they be a surprise team in the East? I mean, you know, and again, I'm kind of putting the Denver game aside here, but the nation, the NBA nation at large, had been talking about them after 6 games. Like, whoa, where did this team come from? Yeah. Can this sustain? Can they be a surprise team in the East?
Well, yes, I do think so. And he looked before the season, again, I try to preface it before the season because I don't want to make too much of 6 games. And I think we even talked about it. The upside with this team was what? Similar to the team of a few years ago that got to within a game of the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought that with Jimmy on board, and, you know, the nucleus of Bam and Justice and some of the young players attached with the vets like Goran Dragic and all these things, and now the addition of these young kids that are playing so well, I thought they could be a team that got in the second round of the playoffs and maybe, you know, had a strong second series to flirt with getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think you look at the upside of this team, I don't think it's crazy to say watching the last 7 games to think that that is the upside. I think nationally people are taking notice because I think they thought that he would be just another bland kind of 40-42 win team. But Jimmy brings a certain energy, and these young guys, if they keep developing, I think, exceed that to that next step. So, yeah, I think they could be a surprise. Now, are they an NBA Finals contender? I've had a couple of people ask me that the last couple of days, you know, especially after that quick start. I wouldn't go that far to think this is a team that can make the NBA Finals. But the way they're playing now, I think they've proven a lot of people wrong, and there's a lot of season left.
And, Will, I think I've talked to you about this before, but I watched Jimmy. I don't see a guy that could take the game over. We talked to Brian Geltzeiler. That's his name?
Yeah, easy for you to say.
I can't. Not easy.
That was his name the first try. I don't know what happened by the third one.
Geltzmeiler. He's a happy guy. But, no, I talked to him, and I asked him the same question about Jimmy's offense. He's averaging 15 points per game this year, Will. And then Geltzmeiler, he brought up the Toronto-Philly series last year where Embiid was sick and Simmons, you know, was having a bad run. And I looked up that series. Jimmy was 38 minutes a game, only 22 points per game. Like, I'm watching Trae Young score 35 a game, 36 a game. Like,
yeah.
Can Jimmy ever get there? Because last season he was 18 points a game. Is Jimmy the guy that I'm used to seeing in an all-star on the offensive side of the court?
He's not in the sense of the way you would draw it out, no, in that sense. But he's a different kind of all-star and star. You know, he's not a high – like you mentioned Trae Young. Tonight we're going to see Devin Booker. You know, these are dynamic – high-volume guys. These are guys that are going to take 20, 25 shots a game at times. Jimmy's just not that. I mean, if you look at the box scores for the first seven games, and granted, Jimmy didn't play the first few, but Jimmy's not a 20-shot guy. He's a guy that's going to take more in the range of 12 to 15 shots. It's very hard to be, especially Jimmy not being a three-point shooter, really, that's not his game. To take 12, 15 shots a game, it's hard to be a 25, 30-point guy. Jimmy's going to be more of an 18, 20 most nights, 17 type guy, but it's the other things. You know, the defense has been even better than advertised. You know, you watch him on the floor. I mean, against some of the top players in the game, but the first couple times I've seen him, he's incredible. And his ball handling, as far as ability to find open guys, his ability to defend and rebound and facilitate, I think it's the all around game that makes him a unique superstar, Channing. But to your point, no, Jimmy is a guy that maybe one game can be a high volume guy and take 25 shots when he knows things are bad in a big spot and score 35. But you're not going to get that consistently. And I don't think that he expected that when they traded for him. I don't think that's his kind of game.
I started laughing, and Crowder looked at me. I looked down at the text. Someone texted in, Will's phone has Peronis.
it's a little bad off. Will, you know what Peronis are?
Is that the beer?
You're right. That's what I said yesterday. No, it's a sexual problem. It's a curvature.
I think Will's phone had a Peroni. I'm like, a Peroni? Like a beer?
No, it said Will's phone has Peronis. But we learned yesterday it's a painful curvature somewhere.
Yes,
you'll have to figure out where. Hey.
Oh, no. I've caught on. Despite the bad reception, I've caught on.
Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Your Giants, by the way, just as an aside, they play Adam Gase and the Jets on Sunday. Are you excited?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I've actually enjoyed myself reading the New York tabloids and headlines this week of all the talk of that game. Because here, you know, the Dolphins are bad, and we're respectful to a point. You know, we tell you they're bad, they're tanking, but we keep it kind of PG. In New York, they're ripping both sides. So I've actually enjoyed the way they're just killing the Giants and Jets. But I'm at that depressed point where you get where I just hope they keep losing so they can get Chase Young. I mean, that's. It's
yeah, but you know what? I mean, you experienced it with the Dolphins this past weekend. There's a certain perverse pleasure that comes with beating down Adam Gase. So you've got that to look forward to.
That's true. I can't lose, really. If they lose, I can think of the draft. If they win, I can just see Gase screaming on the sideline. So it's not the worst.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation for you. Will Manso, exactly. Again, Heat tonight. They're in Phoenix. And then they've got the Lakers, right? The Lakers Friday night?
Back-to-back tomorrow night in L.A. That's at 10:30. Tonight's at 9 o'clock. So over on Fox Sports Sun, soon to be known as the Jacks.
Hey, Will, does LeBron still want to stick it to Pat and him for how Pat did him and all? Does he still have that in his heart?
You know, I think LeBron's beyond that. I think he just wants to stick it to anybody because his comments here that they made me laugh. This is where I know we talked about this as well. We live in a world where I think sometimes we think social media and Twitter is the world, and it really isn't. And LeBron is on this whole warpath of like, oh, you know, they're telling me I'm washed.
Right, washed.
No one
king.
With a sound body and mind has said that LeBron James is washed. That's just people on Twitter that just like to criticize everything. Anybody that's seen LeBron play knows he's still an elite, dominant player. So I think he's kind of put this thing, well, I'm going to prove everyone wrong. Look, the only people you prove wrong is the people on Twitter that like to criticize, because honestly, no one thinks LeBron's done. He's still one of the best in the world.
Man, he does look incredible. We were talking yesterday whether he can maintain that or not, but man, does he look good at the beginning of the season.
Amazing. Amazing. He's a freak of nature. Yeah. I've never seen anything like him, and he's still, you know, he's still at that elite point. And with Anthony Davis by his side, I mean, that's a very good team. I mean, I know people love to hate on LeBron sometimes, but that's a great addition to have that 1-2 punch. And that's a team that's going to be dangerous. So it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow night.
All right. Well, Heat Suns tonight, and then Heat Lakers the following night. And Will Manso, you can watch him on Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun as well. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
Also, I mentioned yesterday, too, the Heat have a special promotion for a meet and greet for the Tuesday night game against the Detroit Pistons at the American Airlines Arena. So you can go to heat.com and get tickets for that. That's a pretty cool experience. Go watch the Heat game, and then after the game, get a little meet and greet with the players. There you go, 15 minutes of Heat.
Guys, y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. The food is delicious. The prices are great. The selection is crazy. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. I'm going to tell you about everything I can remember, but it's only about 20%. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have fish dip. They have eggs. They have marinades. They have seasonings, but there's so much more. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com to see that entire menu. And when you know exactly what you want, call them in advance at 954-983. 36831. That's 954-983-6831, and they'll have your order packaged ready when you get there. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Same family owned and operated since 1951. They know what they're doing. They know how to get you in and out with great prices and great selection. That's what Delaware does, and it is stone crab season right now. It is my favorite food. It's my wife's favorite food. My kids love it. If you love stone crab as much as the Crowders do, go to Delaware. They have colossal all the way down to medium, all the sizes. They have the best price. They have the freshest stone crab. One of them pinched me the other day. It pinched me when I was
that
eating.
That is fresh.
That's how fresh they are. Right off the crab, guys. Delaware has it all, and the prices. Like right now, the Argentinian red shrimp, only $9.99 a pound. The crab cakes, I've been talking about for years, more crab than cake, only $4.59 each, and the conch fritters are delicious. You can get four for $2.49. Get to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. And for Thanksgiving, they have turkeys all the size, 8 pounds to 28 pounds. Call them and pre-order your Thanksgiving meal right now. Call them in advance, 954-983-6831, but you got to get down there and check it out. 441, one block south of Sterling Road, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
I have details of one of the most fascinating research studies that has ever been done in the history of mankind.
Ooh.
That's how good this is. I'm going to share it with you next on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
Banger. Ready for the world. Oh, Sheila.
Oh, baby.
Such a good song.
You hitting the day, Solana.
This is my wheelhouse.
It's not, though. Tomorrow's your wheelhouse.
And when you get a compliment, just take it. You start talking your way out of compliment.
You can join the Beast tomorrow. Not tomorrow, sorry. We were just talking about Friday, and I jumped the gun. Also, the event is Sunday. My head's not working today.
Take some more Afrin.
I am.
Afrin in you.
Man, I'm like Scarface with a mound of Afrin. Join the Beast at Sports Grill on Bird Road for a Yuengling, Finns, and Indy watch party Sunday at 4? Is it a 4 o'clock game?
Yep. 4 p.m. in
it
Indy.
Is?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Their only 4 p.m. game this season.
This is I had no idea.
Yeah, the end of 1 o'clock change because we had the Monday night in Pittsburgh and now the 4 o'clock in Indy and now the rest of them are 1.
I did not realize that. All right, well, Beast is going to be at Sports Grill, Bird Road, Yuengling Watch Party, Sunday, 4 o'clock. Great food, great prizes, 55-inch flat screen TV, one of the prizes, football, and a lot of Yuengling beer for you to wet your whistle with. Beast at Sports Grill, Bird Road, this Sunday, 4 o'clock.
to watch the Finns and Indy. And it's brought to you by Yingling, America's oldest brewery. Spread your wings. This research study that I teased. So Darren Revell tweeted this out. This is from a subreddit group. You ever go on Reddit?
No.
And they've got Reddits like these. They're almost like chat rooms, right? Solana, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, so like there's a dolphin subreddit.
Right.
And then people will post
and
any
interesting
article.
And it's real intricate. Like some of the subreddits get real intricate.
It's the face of the internet, truly.
So,
like everything
yeah.
on Twitter comes from Reddit.
People don't realize how instrumental Reddit is in everything. Somebody on an NBA subreddit did, here's the headline, I analyzed James Harden's performance in every NBA city to see if there's a correlation between his box score and the city's average strip club rating.
Hmm.
And there's graphs and everything involved here. I'm going to tell you this. And now you can imagine, you can, I'm telling you, this is a legit intricate study. He writes, everyone knows James Harden has a particular affinity for the Canadian Ballet, a.k.a. strip clubs. I didn't know that they were referred to as Canadian Ballet.
No, well, Canadian strip clubs are wild now, but I've
after
never heard
the,
that phrase.
After the Rockets' dismal performance in Miami last week and the city's reputation for high quality... Look at that. Look at that. I've never heard this phrase before.
Are you
either.
Allowed to say it?
No.
Don't get me in trouble.
Have you ever heard that before?
No. And I am a veteran.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I figured if anybody knew. He says, I became increasingly curious to see just how much James Harden's vice affects his game. So here we are. I spent the better part of the work week on this. Hope you all enjoy. The hypothesis is James Harden's box score declines in cities with high-quality strip clubs. Hmm. The test, analyze James Harden's performance in every NBA city and correlate those with the city's reputation for strip clubs to see if there's a discernible relationship. This is already better than anything I've ever done when I was in college. This is this is more thorough, just the way he's laying it out, than anything I've ever done. First, here's methodology. First, I extracted all of James Harden's game logs for the past four seasons from Pro Basketball Reference, cleaned up the data a bit, and appended it into a single worksheet. Next, I filtered out all the home games and all games Harden was inactive or DNP. For the purpose of this analysis, we did not look at home games. Poor performance was determined by variances in six stats. Points, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, assists, and turnovers. Subpar equals Harden perform worse than season average. Very subpar, Harden perform 20% more worse or plus than average. And it goes down, city strip club rating was determined by the average Google review rating for the first 10 strip clubs in each city based on the Google search city strip clubs. Example, Detroit strip clubs. And then he writes, yes, this did involve me making 30 plus searches for strip clubs on my work computer. And then he writes, finally, I put the city strip club rating into the pivoted game log data, performed a regression analysis, and visualized it into charts. I can give you the answer in a moment because we have a hard network out at the top here to come back for the simulcast. And I know everybody's waiting with bated breath. Do you think the city's strip club reputation or the city strip clubs in general is going to have an adverse effect on James Harden's performance on the court?
No.
All right. We're going to find out in the next segment.
Today, you have more ways to access the world-class care of Cleveland Clinic Florida than ever before. You can click in, you can walk in, or you can call in for the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. Go see the greatness at Cleveland Clinic. To learn why Cleveland Clinic Florida is ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. And, guys, November 12th, Cleveland Clinic is doing something awesome. Men, you know we don't talk about our concerns, our health problems, prostate, men's health, general health. Health and wellness. Cleveland Clinic is putting on a presentation for men. It is November 12th. There will be three doctors there to talk to. This is an amazing idea. It is November 12th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Check out all the information at clevelandclinicflorida.org/CS Health Talks. That's clevelandclinicflorida.org/CS Health Talks. Fellas, y'all know we need this. Y'all know we're secret about our health stuff. Go get some information, guys. clevelandclinicflorida.org/CS Health Talks. Cleveland Clinic, Florida. Every life deserves world-class care.
All right, we endeavor to take all the stations. Papa, the answer to the hypothesis and the Hockman and Crowder Cybulcast is next.